The Guardian.
Thanks to the effects of global warming, the Arctic is more accessible than it used to be. Up to a quarter of the world's undiscovered oil and gas may lie beneath the North Polar seabed. There's also thought to be vast mineral wealth, and the melting ice is opening up the Northwest Passage. That's the Arctic sea route linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Well, The Guardian's Oliver Berkman has been to Canada's northernmost regions. He says the Arctic is facing an environmental catastrophe.
It is. There's very, very severe amount of melting of the polar ice that's gone on over the last years. There are various different estimates of exactly how much has gone in the last decades, but it's shrinking rapidly. And some of the gravest predictions suggest that within 10 to 20 years, there might no longer be year-round polar ice at all.
But a knock-on effect from that is that global warming is making newly available, very valuable natural resources. And who's laid claim to the North Pole?
Well, this is exactly the story. It's exactly why I went to this preposterously cold part of the world. The situation is that the estimates are that up to a quarter of the world's undiscovered oil and gas riches could lie under the polar seabed. As a result, this has set off an understandable competition among the Arctic states, primarily Russia, Canada, the US, Denmark and Norway, seeking to stake a claim to this area, which, to be honest, until quite recently, until the melting really started to accelerate, there was no point trying to work out the details of the legal rights to. So it has been this kind of no man's land that now has to be sorted out, whether by peaceable means or otherwise.
It's very complicated, isn't it? Who does actually own the North Pole?
It's the most complicated boundary dispute you could imagine. I spoke to lawyers for this article who are extraordinarily expert in their field, and they had quite a lot of difficulty both in getting their heads around it and then in explaining it to the likes of me. The law of the sea has developed over the last sort of half century in various incredibly complicated ways. To try and put it briefly, the situation now is that the various states have to submit to a United Nations body with the fantastic name of the Commission on the Limits of the Coastal Shelf. They have to submit scientific data to try to establish that any given part of the seabed beyond their exclusive zone that everybody has anyway is actually an extension of their coastal shelf. And there is an undersea mountain range called the Lomonosov Ridge, which Russia claims is an extension of Russia, and Canada and Denmark both think it can be seen as an extension of Canada and Denmark. The UN will rule on these matters eventually. The deadlines are beginning to approach over the next few years, but the UN won't have any power to compel obedience. If a country finds itself on the wrong end of that decision and wants to muscle in anyway, there's a possibility that they could do so with, you know, armed icebreakers, and indeed that's what some experts are predicting.
What are the people that you met in the northernmost reaches of Canada make of what's going on?
Well, they're in a very complicated situation if you think about it, because this is their environment. This is something that is being, to some extent, destroyed before their eyes. They're catching new kinds of fish because the temperatures are changing. And it would be great, I think, for a lot of them from their point of view, if that welfare-based economy were to be able to be supplemented with some real consistent wealth from this fossil fuel exploitation, which is, of course, horribly ironic that, you know, global warming is opening up the potential to cause more global warming by burning those fuels.
Oliver, many thanks. And you can read Oliver's report tomorrow in Saturday's Guardian or at guardian.co.uk/weekend. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.